Taste of Dorset is a yearly food festival that happens in Dorset, Minnesota. It always happens on the first Sunday in August. It's a good time, and it's a darling town. You're going to be hearing a lot more about Dorset this hour. You're listening to Let's Visit on KAXE and KBXE. It's Northern Community Radio's opportunity to check out a town or a location of some sort in our listening area, and then we share our findings with you. I'm Katie Carter. I'm your host today. Thank you so much for choosing KAXE and KBXE. Just a reminder that we are a nonprofit public media organization. We're independent, and we operate on grants and donations. If you choose us as your media source and appreciate and really like or love what we bring to you, consider making a contribution to keep us going for years to come. You can just go to kaxe.org and click on the donate button. Any amount helps us do what we do. So thanks for listening. And if you're so compelled, make a contribution. We'd love it. Dorset, Minnesota is a remote, refreshing, sweet spot in northern Minnesota. Known as the restaurant capital of the world, Dorset has a population of around 20 people, and the town is pretty much just one street, about two, maybe three blocks long. But that one street is home to several businesses, including an Italian pasta restaurant, a Mexican restaurant, a pizza parlor, a chicken restaurant, a family dining joint that has general standard fare. It's home to gift shops that sell artistic and creative pieces. There's a boat dealership, a candy shack, an ice cream stand, a bookstore, an embroidery shop, a trading post, and even a stained glass shop. Dorset is 5 miles east of Park Rapids, and it is right on the Heartland Bike Trail. It's a place that is buzzing in the summer and quiets way down in the wintertime. Most of the restaurants do close when the weather turns colder. The chicken restaurant does stay open year-round and serves snowmobilers and cross-country skiers and ice fishermen and just people who are out and about in the wintertime. But for the most part, Dorset is a summer spot on the map. And after my experience there, I'll go there every summer. I just adore this town, which is kind of what happens with every town I visit with Let's Visit. Lucky me. My first experience in Dorset was a sweet Friday night date with my friend, and we rode our bicycles on the Heartland Trail from Park Rapids to Dorset for dinner. The ride was gorgeous. The trail was smooth and scenic. We saw fields full of sunflowers. Deer crossed the path in front of us. There were sweet family farms along the way and a lot of farmland just tucked into the rolling hills. It was absolutely beautiful. I would highly recommend riding your bike from Park Rapids to Dorset. And I know the Heartland Trail also goes from Walker to Dorset. So if you're coming from that direction, you could hop on the Heartland Trail and get to Dorset that way as well. You can even ride your horses along the Heartland Trail. Right next to the bike trail, there is a grassy path where horses are welcome to walk. And right outside of Dorset, right on the trail itself, there is a bike fix-it area where they've got all kinds of tools that are attached to these pulley systems. So you can tighten things up or put air in your tire, whatever you need to do to your bike. You can pretty much deal with it at this little fix-it stand that's right along the trail. It's so cool. And then also along the trail, when you get to Dorset, there are stables. So if you rode your horse, you can put your horse in a stable, go have dinner, and then get back to your horse and get back to riding. It is just set up so conveniently. We liked it so much that we actually went back the following weekend. So my original visit was the week before the Taste of Dorset, and then the following weekend, that Sunday, was the Taste of Dorset celebration. It's a 4-hour community event that draws people to this little town from miles and miles around. Many people had to park a half a mile or a mile away from Main Street and walk into town. The street was full of people, and bands were performing in small venues that had popped up all up and down the street and in little alleyways and things like that. Bands like John Henningsgaard's band, who you just heard earlier in this hour. The atmosphere was light and fun and refreshing, and the food, well, the event is called Taste of Dorset after all. There were many food options for people, wide range from spaghetti balls to pickle fries, fried chicken, mini meatloaf subs, nachos, and there was even a flash mob. You could get drinks on the street like Bloody Marys and Moscow Mules. And of course, there was fruit juice and soda and water and ice cream. And one of the big events during Taste of Dorset is the yearly mayor's race. This is not a normal mayor's race. People of all ages can put their hat in the ring, and you can cast a vote for $1. Last year, the mayor was 6-year-old Evie, and this year, the winner was 86-year-old Lauren Avinson. It was a stiff competition for Lauren this year, as one of his competitors was actually a fainting goat. Upon arriving to the Taste of Dorset, I spoke with the outgoing mayor, 6-year-old Evie, and her family, and I realized quite quickly that, as I already knew, Dorset is just a feel-good, good-timing town, but it's also kind of a town square for people who summer in the area, and it's a place folks return to year after year.
My family has been coming to this area since the 1930s. And my cousins live on Beltane, and they have a picture of my grandmother and my mother and some of her siblings that, based on the size of the children, was probably 1938. You know, give or take a year. I assume that it probably wasn't 1940 or 41, because I assume the war years, people didn't travel to northern Minnesota for vacation.
Yeah.
And another cousin's been coming to Big Sand and his family since 1952, every year since 52. So cousins over there have been on Beltane since 98. Mm-hmm. I mean, they owned since 98. They used to go to Paradise Cove years before that. And so they've come to this area for a long time.
A lot of people, it looks like there's a community built by people who come here for the summer.
Yep.
It becomes
a
new whole other community.
Yep.
What do you love about this area? What do you love about coming back every summer?
Blue sky and relaxation.
Yeah. And now, were those your grandkids?
Yeah.
And now they're coming up, next generation.
Yep, another generation's coming. This is my son. He started coming in 2000 with me. And my daughter Paige has been coming since we've been here in 13 or 14, one of the mayor's mother. And so it just goes on.
Yeah.
It's a fun little place.
Well, have fun.
Oh, thank you, Katie.
Yeah.
That was Mr. Thomas, a longtime summer resident of the Dorset area, who just happens to be the grandfather of outgoing mayor, Miss Evie Miller. I spoke briefly with Evie and her mother and grandmother and cousins about her work as mayor of Dorset.
I'm six.
You're six? So what'd you do as mayor?
Chillax.
You walked around and shook hands.
Did you say you chillaxed?
You shake hands a little today.
No, I didn't shook no
hands. Oh, you shook mine. I was trying to teach you.
Did you have to be in parades and stuff like that?
You gotta be in newspapers.
They had to send pictures and articles to the Dorset Bugle and have a campaign slogan, which was everyone should have ice cream every day.
That was your slogan? I love that. Are you grandma?
Yes. This is her assistant. She named her big sister the mayor's assistant first week, and her mom.
So
yeah.
So she was last year's mayor.
Yes.
What was your life like being the mother of the mayor?
It was really exciting. We got to be on a lot of marketing material on Facebook, and Evie got to be in the Dorset Bugle. And every time we came to town, people always said hi to us and made a big deal out about the fact that we were here. So it was pretty fun.
Oh my gosh. So you guys live right near town?
We don't. My dad lives on Potato Lake, and so we come up several times a summer. So.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. What do you like about Dorset?
Just all the stores they have and the people.
It's a really cute town.
It's
a super cute town. Where do you live normally?
Cedar Falls, Iowa.
Mm-hmm. I live in Des Moines, Iowa.
So there's even an out-of-towner as the mayor of the town.
Yeah, that's right.
Impressive.
Yes.
There was a goat running this year. And a chicken one time.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.